Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Nun Ches and Maseches Shabbos, the 120th daf. We pick up two lines from the bottom on Nun Zayin of the base, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, Gimel Dvarim Nemru. Be'istima, there were three things that were said in regards to a small hat that a woman would wear to catch extra hair that was sticking out from the other garments that we described in yesterday's daf, garments that were worn on her head. Ein ba mishum klayim. Number one, it's not subject from klayim, to klayim. Why? Because even if it's made of linen and wool, nevertheless, they're not sewn together. Rashi said they're not sewn together. Ve'enim betamim b'negoyim. It doesn't contract tumas negoyim, because tumas negoyim also, Rashi says, needs shevi tavi v'noz. It needs to be spun together to be considered a beged. Ve'ein yotzen lo rishus harabim. And you also can't carry out the rishus harabim, as we learned yesterday, because she would take off this small box to show her friends. Bezer Hashem, in our halacha section, we might discuss the implication of the idea that she might take off the small box that was there for the extra strands in terms of its implication of the halachos of a woman covering her hair. Rav Shimon Amru, af ein ba mishum ataros kolos. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there was a crown that a kala normally would go out with, which was then prohibited for her to go out with as a reminder for the Churban Habayis. Ushmuel Amar, Kavla de Avda. And Shmuel said that the definition of Kavla that we discussed in our Mishnah, if you turn back, on Nun Zayin Amid Aleph had discussed Kubla, or Kavla, towards the end of the sixth line, V'lo b'kavl, she's not allowed to go out with a kavl. And we had discussed on yesterday's daf on Zayin Amid Beis that's a kubla shel, a kippa shel tzemer. Here, Shmuel gives a different definition of it. Shmuel says, therefore, that this is, when we talk about kibul, it's not, as we have mentioned, the kippa shel tzemer, but rather is the patch that goes onto an eved. Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi asks the Gemara, did Shmuel really say this? Well, Amar Shmuel, but Shmuel had taught us, Yotzeh Eved Bechosim Shebitzavaro Avolo Bechosim Shebitzuso, that an eved is allowed to go out on the signet on his neck, but not with the signet on his garment. Shmuel permitted chosim b'shebet zavaro. From our Mishnah, it said that all cases of an eved are usur, which would seem to indicate even chosim shebet zavaro. Hence, the Gemara asks, how could you say that our Mishnah, when it says kuvlo da'avda, is working within shita Shmuel of kuvlo da'avda? Our Mishnah had said that all cases seem to be usur. Answers the Gemara, lo kasha, ha David le rabbe, ha David iul nafshe. In one instance, we're talking about where his master had made him that patch. And then, in such a case, he won't take it off. And that's where our Mishnah said, on Savaro, it's going to be acceptable. Vaha, and the other case, the Ovid Iul Nafshe, is when he made it himself, and when he made it himself, then he doesn't have the Ema de Rabbo, and then even on his neck is going to be us. The Gemara continues six lines from the top. Bimayu Kimta Lahad Shmuel. How did we now come out learning, according to Shmuel, what said that the Eved could go out with a patch on his neck, and we also said the master had made the patches in our case, and therefore he's afraid. So asks the Gemara, "Da avid le rabbi bechosim shebiksusei amaylo." Shmuel had said he's allowed to go out with it on his neck, but on his garment he's not allowed to. But now that it was done by his master, he'd be afraid to remove even the patch on his clothing. Says the Gemara, "Dilma mifsak umirtas umapikle." It might slip off, it might fall off, and then he'll be afraid and pick it up, and he'll have it rest on his shoulders, And since this is not the normal way to wear the patch, that would be an issur d'oraisa. Could Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hayotze b'talas mikuv pelas. Umneches lo al kseifa. If someone goes out with a talis that's folded up and sitting on his shoulders, Rashi says that he's folding it up because he doesn't want people to see the insignia on the garment, and therefore the way he's wearing it is not derech malbush. Chayiv chatas. Then in such a case, he be chayiv a chatas. The Gemara continues, this halacha is like something else. V'choy ha'dam ala shmo la Rav Chinna bar Shila, kula rabban dvei resh gelusa, all the rabbis of the resh gelusa, lo lifku b'sarboli chasimi. Should not go out on Shabbos with a talis that has a signature on it. In other words, here, signature meant the particular signet that the person would wear, because we're afraid that the signet will fall off, and he will try to cover up with a talis and fold it over it, and he'd be carrying it, not the derech malbush. Levar minach, except for you, Rav Chinna bar Shila, to lo kapti leicha devei resh gelusa. Because the resh gelusa is not makbid whether you go out with the signet or not. The most chachamim, the resh gelusa was machmir, but for you they're not makbid, so therefore we're not afraid that this is going to happen and you're going to fold your talis in an inappropriate way and no longer be wearing it derech malbush. Incidentally, what we learned from our Gemara is that there's such a thing as wearing a talis shelo kederech malbush, and therefore one could argue that a talis that's not worn over one's shoulders, if someone took a talis that's generally used for davening and wraps it around his neck, that might also be an example of lo kederech malbush, and therefore not be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. We continue on, Be'ezer Hashem, 20 lines from the top. I apologize, you might hear some munching in the background. That's my youngest son, Shlomo Zalman, is sitting on my lap as we learn the daf. Right, Shlomo Zalman? And the Gemara continues. Gufa, Amar Shmuel, Yoitza Eved B'choisim Shebetzavarai. A Eved is allowed to go out with the signet on top of his neck, Avoloi B'choisim Shebetzusai, but he's not allowed to go out with the signet, the patch, on his clothing. And we said we're afraid that if it falls off, he might come to carry it. We also learned that in Braisa. Uriminu, we asked the following question. The Braisa taught us that an Eved cannot go out neither with the Chosim Shebet Savaro nor the Chosim Shebet Suso, which contradicts what Shmuel had said that they can go out with the Chosim Shebet Savaro or Minu. Lo Yetz Eved B'Chosim Shebet Savaro V'lo B'Chosim Shebet Suso. Zev Zeh Ein Mekablin Tuma. And also both of them don't contract Tuma because it's not a Tachshit. Since it's not a Tachshit, they can't carry it. So, and both the Chosim Shebet Savaro as well as the Chosim Shebet Suso. As well as the Gemara introduces a new variable, velo zug shebet zavaro, and he's not allowed to go out with a bell on his neck, avol yotzu bezug shebet suso, but he's allowed to go out with a bell on his garment. That will be explained later on in the Gemara, what is the distinction between them. Zevezem mekabel and tuma, both of those do contract tuma, in contrast to the above. Continues the Braisa, lo teitzei behema, and also an animal cannot go out, lo b'chosim shebet savaro, v'lo b'chosim shebet ktsusa, v'lo zug shebet ktsusa. Can't go out with the patch, can't go out with the patch on its clothing, can't go out with a bell on its clothing, as well as a bell on its neck. Zev zei mekablin tuma, and it's not considered a garment to contract tuma. Bottom line is, we have a bomb kasha. And the bomb kasha is that here it says that an Eved cannot go out with Chosim Shebet Savaro, and Shmuel had said the opposite. Answers the Gemara an attempted teretz. The Gemara suggests one teretz. Lema, maybe we can answer. Ha David le Rabbe, that when his master made it, so then in such a case, he's afraid to take it off, and therefore, it's going to be mutter to go out with the Chosim Shebet Savaro. Ha David iul lenashe. In contrast to other case where he did it himself, so then in such a case it would be acceptable. Says Gemara Loi, E D V E D W A Rabbi. In both cases the master did. V'kan shelma shelma teches, v'kan bishel tit. Rashi explains that if it's made out of tit, which means lime, so then if the signet breaks, he's not going to feel necessary. It won't be a necessity for him to pick it up. He won't feel pressure to bring it to his master. If the mateches falls down or breaks, so then he'll come to carry it, to bring it back to the master, and then he'll end up carrying it. Uchir Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avu. As Rav Nachman had said, Nim Rabba Bar Avu. Dovar Makbid Alav Rabbi Ein Yotzin Boy. If his master is Makbid, then he shouldn't go out with it because we're afraid that he's going to come and carry it if it falls down. Dovar She'ein Makbid Alav Yotzin Bo. If his master is not Makbid, then he could go out with it. Hachanan Mistavra Mediktani Zevezeh Ein Mekablan Tumma. And it's also mistaber that we're talking about mateches because we said that it doesn't contract tumah. And that indicates if it's simply a metal patch, then it's not considered linoi and it's not mekabel tumah. Hakelim didu mekabli tumah. However, if it was made out of utensils, so then in such a case, it would be mekabel tumah. In other words, the emphasis is that even though a metal utensil is mekabel tumah, this, because it's not a utensil, is not mekabel tumah. However, if you had said, Eliyam Rebel Shel Titnan, if you're going to say that what we're talking about is lime, Hani hu delo mekabel tumah, Hakelim didu mekabel tumah. It seems to emphasize that this, because it's only a signet, it's only a patch, then it's mekabel tumah, it's not mekabel tumah. But in general, it would be mekabel tumah. Vatanya, but didn't we learn in a brisa, in Kalim, in the Tosefta of Kalim, Kli avonim, kli agolim, kli adama, ein mekablim tumah, that if they're made of stone, if they're made of the ground, which is lime, it's not mekabel tumah. Lo medivrei Torah, lo medivrei Sofrim. El shmami no shel mateches. It must be that the chiddush over here is that we're talking about something that's of mateches. And when it comes to mateches, so then in such a case, because it has value to the owner, despite the fact that it's not a tachshit, he will come to carry it, the eved. Hence, we say that the only way he could go out is if it qualifies as something that is a tachshit, and a chosim shebetzavaro, and a chosim shebetzuso does not qualify as a tachshit. The Gemara continues 10 lines from the bottom on Nuches Amid Aleph, picking up with a part of the Braisa that we had quoted above, that differentiated between an animal going out with a bell on his clothing and on his neck, which was prohibited, in contrast to an eved, where we had another split. And that's what we're quoting now about an eved. Velo bezug shebetzavaro. He's not allowed to go out with a bell on his neck. Aval yotzeu bezug shebetzuso. But he's allowed to go out with a bell on his clothing. Asks the Gemara, zug shebetzavaro amai lo. Why shouldn't he go out with a bell on his neck? Dilma mifzik. We're afraid it's going to break, he'll come to carry it. We should be afraid that it's going to break, he'll come to carry. Says the Gemara, we're talking about an instance that it was woven, the bell was woven into his clothing, and we're not afraid that it's going to tear. Like Rav Huna had said the name of Rav Yeshua, Dam Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, Koshu Oreg Lo Gazru. This was on the yesterday's daf on Zayin Amid Aleph, that anything that is woven into a beged, then in such a case we're not afraid, both in terms of chatzitza as well as someone coming to carry it. Mer continues 5 lines from the bottom on Nuches Amid Aleph. Amar Marlo Seitze Behema Lo Bechosim Shebet Zavara. An animal's not supposed to go out with a patch on its neck. Velo Chosim Shebet Susa, not a patch on its clothing. Velo Zug Shebet Zavara, neither a bell on its neck. Velo Bezug Shebet Susa, neither a bell on its garments. Zevezei Mekamlum Tuma, they don't have the status of a beged, and therefore they don't contract Tuma. Asks the Gemara, 2 lines from the bottom, Zug de Behema, Eme Kabel and Tumah, does a bell on an animal not contract tuma? Uriminu zug shel behema tmeya v'shel deles tahora. The bell that is on a behema that is specifically tame, as well as on a door, is considered tahor, cannot contract tuma. Rashi explains when it comes to the case of the door, that since the door is attached to the house, which is attached to the ground, it's not considered a utensil to be mekabel tuma. Hence, the bell, which is attached to it, is considered part of it, and it's all considered mechuber to the ground. Sheldeles va'asol behema tmeya. If it was originally made for the door, but then he transferred it for a behema, in such a case, it would be mekabel tuma. It's now considered a kli that's not mechuber lekarka. Shel behema v'asol adeles, if it was made for an animal and then he made it for a door, afal pi shechibro adeles v'kovim mismarim tame. Even if it's mamish attached and should be considered mechuber lekarka, it's still tame. Shekol akelim yardin lidei tovasan mimachshava ve'ein olim midei tumasan ela bishinui maisa. The only way that one could transform a utensil is by doing a maisa to it. And in this case, it wasn't changed. The bell wasn't, for example, as the Gemara Nun Beza, Mabeza quotes this Gemara mentions, wasn't taken apart. It was just moved from an animal to a door. Hence, it hasn't been changed. There was no Shinui Maisa. Its context was changed. But it inherently was not changed. And for that reason, it will still be Mekabel Tuma. What do we see from all of this? That a Zug of Behema is Mekabel Tuma. All of the discussion in this whole braisa about going from a delas to a behema, etc., all of that was assuming that it can contract tuma. Yet we saw before that does not contract tuma. Answers the Gemara 5 lines from the top, loy kasha. It's not a contradiction. Hodi isle inbal. In one case, it has the clapper inside, the pestle, if you will, that bangs against the outside to make the noise. In such a case, then it could contract tuma. The hod lesle inbal, and if it does not have the clapper inside and it cannot make noise, then it doesn't contract tuma. Ask Gemara manifshach. Literally, manifshach means what is with your nefesh. It's also asked as an expression of we're going to show that the statement is almost inherently contradictory. Imanahu, if it's considered a mana afal pitalespe inbo, then it should be considered a kli, whether it has a clapper or not. Ilav manahu, if we don't consider the bell a mana, inbo masui lay. Mashvi lay, excuse me. The inbal makes it into a kli. Inbal mashvi lay? Mana? It makes it into a mana? Makes it into a kli? Answers the Gemara in, yes, because Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Minayin l'mashmiah kol b'kli matachos shuhu tame. How do we know that something that makes noise in a metal utensil comes tame? K'tshinemar, as the Pasuk says in the end of Sefer Bamidbar, in Parshas Matos, kol dovar shiyova be'esh taviru be'esh. Afilu dibur yavo ba'esh. Even a utensil that speaks, what does it mean it speaks? We're not talking about a robot. We're talking about a utensil that makes noise. So then, if it makes noise, it should be purified through esh. So we see it depends on whether it makes noise or not, vis-a-vis its halachos of tuma. Asks the Gemara, b'mayu kim to be the lesle inbal. What are you saying that the case is talking about where it doesn't have a clapper? Ema mitziyasa. But what about the middle case of the Bryce in regards to the Eved, that we said, that he's not allowed to go out with the bell. He's allowed to go out with the bell on his clothing. And both of them contract tuma. Analyzes the Gemara. If it doesn't have the capper, can it be mekabel tuma? We learned in another Tosefta in Kalim. Ha'ose zogin l'machteshes, ula arisa, ula mitpachos. When they made the pestle which was also a noisemaker for the ketores, la arisa, or for a baby's crib to calm the baby down like a lullaby, like we have recordings that play for the baby along with the carousel that he'll watch above, lemitbachos svarim, or those things that were used to put around the svarim. Here we have an early source that there were bells that were put by the Sefer Torah, that it would jingle and make a noise. Rashi explains beautifully. Rashi's explanation is very, very sentimental. Rashi says that when they would carry the Torah to the shul, the children would hear the sound of the bells coming, and that would be a sign that they would all follow the beautiful jingle of the bells to shul to learn from the Torah. As well as mitbachos tinokos, as well as on children's clothing. So then they would sometimes also put on bells. So then it depends. Yeshem in Baal Tmein. Ein len in Baal Tahorim. It depends on whether it has the noisemaker. And Nitl in Baalip, if it had come off, Tumas Adlam, once it become Tame, it's still considered Tame. It's not considered Shivrei Kalim. What emerges from this brisa is that when it comes to a bell that's on a child's clothing, that is something that's made for a person, when it doesn't have an inbal, then in such a case, when it doesn't have the clapper, it's not mekabel tumah. This contradicts with what we had learned, that we wanted to say that our braisa was talking about where there is no inbal. If there's no inbal, then how could you say zevezeh mekablin tumah? Answers the Gemara, Hani Mili, when did we say that before Betinik? Dilikola Avidile. When did we say that it doesn't contract Tuma? That was when we're talking about when it's made for a kid, then it depends on whether it makes noise or not. Aval Godol, Tachshit Hule, Aval Gavdalesle Inbal. When it comes to a Godol, it's considered Tachshit whether it has an Inbal or whether it does not. And for that reason, the halachi is, in terms of tumah v'tahara, whether it has an inbal or not, will be mekabel tumah for a gadol. Because it's Erev Shabbos Kodesh, we will conclude the daf a little bit early on Nunches Amud Beis. And Be'ezer Hashem, on Matzoi Shabbos Kodesh, we will pick up with Omar Mar, 15 lines from the bottom on Nunches Amud Beis. Now Be'ezer Hashem, we go to the halachas. Bezras Hashem Yisparach, our halacha topic from Daf Nun Ches begins on the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and that is the discussion of whether a woman is allowed to go out with an istama. Rashi understands that an istama is a small hat that was used to catch the extra hairs that were in, that came out, the extra strands of hair that came out that weren't covered in the natural hair covering. The Gemara concludes, Ve'en yotzin ba l'rushus harabim, that a woman is not allowed to go out with this istama, this small box to cast extra hairs, because, as implicit in the Gemara, because she's likely to take it off. Our halacha l'maisa topic revolves around this Gemara because there is an important implication of this. Does a woman need to cover all of the extra strands of hair? Obviously the word extra needs to be defined as well. More specifically, is there a prohibition of going out with some strands not covered for a woman that is married? The Mishnah in Ksubis in the fifth parak tells us that there is a prohibition of a woman to go out blishuk with her hair uncovered. It's a violation of what the Mishnah describes as Das Yehudis. What about these strands? Does this also include it? On the backdrop of the Raman, Simin Ayin Hei Siv Beis, that says that it's prohibited to read Kriya Shema in front of a woman whose hair is uncovered, and the Rama permits the hair shel nashim shiragin latzos michutz litzamasan, the Magen Avram says that the Maram HaShaker echoes this idea in Simin Lamed Hei from our Gemara. Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Dalid. that we see it's normal for a woman to uncover that here. And since it's regilin lotzeis, as our Gemara says, so if the woman is in a place that we're regilin, so then in such a case it would be acceptable. This would not violate the famous Das Yehudis. I erroneously before said the fifth perek in Ksubis should have been the seventh perek in Ksubis, Daf Ayin Beis, that says that a woman is not allowed to go out with Gilui Seyar. From our Sugya, it's clear that this does not apply to extra strands. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham in his opening lines. However, the Magen Avraham does conclude that there is a Zohar that says that a woman should cover all her hair. It's well known, the Gemara in Yuma describes Kimchis, that she was makbid to cover her hair even in her home, and for that she had children who were Kohanim Gedolim. And the Magen Avraham says that the Zohar should be Roi Linog Ka Zohar, one should follow the Zohar L'chatchila. It should be noted that this Gemara might be relevant to a very important machlokis between Rav Moshe Feinstein and many other poskim, one of them being a present posik today, Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, and this is whether one can infer from this Ramah that it would be permissible for a woman to go out with some of her hair sticking out from her mitpachat, her hair covering, or no. Or that her hair needs to be lechatchila covered entirely. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Evin HaEzer, Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Ches, claims that since the rule of Seir Beisha Erva is a tefach, if one cheshbons a tefach around the head, Rav Moshe comes out if there's a space of two fingers breasts around the head, then that does not constitute an iser at all of going out with one's hair uncovered. Many poskim disagreed, amongst them Rav Nevinsal, who points out that Rav Moshe's rayas are coming from the halacha of Simin Ayin Hei Sif Beis and the Ramah that we quoted from the Rajba with the Maram al Shaker, that's talking about whether b'di'eved, if you read in front of a woman who has less than the seir of her hair revealed, whether you need to read Kriya Shema again. Says Rav Nevinsal, Umuchach sheheter hu rak l'inyin Kriya Shema, the heter is only in Kriya Shema. This point is made in the back of the Mishnah of his Mishnah Berurah in page 304, where he's medayik from the Mishnah Berurah that says, Ein lahachmer b'di'eved lachser v'likros. The only implication of this halacha of the Ramah is vis-a-vis the halachos of Kriya Shema. But in terms of what's appropriate for Das Yehudis, Rav Nevinsal argues that two etzbos would be too lenient. What exactly is Rav Nevinsal's shir? I never asked him on that, and I do have a responsibility to ask him. I throw out some learning fodder for the Talmidim over the internet and the Lom Dei Daf Yomi. We take a second to breathe between Dapim to wonder whether our Gemara, as understood by Rashi, that the woman would have part of her hair uncovered from the strands, that would indicate that there isn't a chiyuv for every bit of hair to be uncovered. Closer, and possibly as far as Ramesh's position, or no, maybe there's an in-between shear, not two fingers breaths, but a different amount. I do have a kasha on this ha'ara in terms of Allah l'maisa, and that is that in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Gimel, Siv Gimel, the case of the Itztema is quoted, and Rashi's opinion is not mentioned. Even though one can understand that the Magen Avraham is building his approach off of Shitas Rashi, and Rashi's not only talking about Kriya Shema, like Rav Moshe Feinstein assumes that one could extend it to other halachos as well. Nevertheless, in Hilcha Shabbos, Shin Gimel Gimel, in Itztema is explained not as the box that is used to held the extra strands of hair, but rather the Mechaber's Lashon is, Hainu Matlis, it is a matlas shetolim bachute shel tzivonim v'tonas l'kala lafriach mimena hazvuvim. A totally different purpose, and that is, it's there to protect. This is based on the approach of the Rif, that it was the itzdama was something that was hung over the kala to protect her from flies, and therefore all of the diukim that we made above would not be consistent with the halacha in Hilcha Shabbos. In other words, Rashi's definition might not be used in Hilcha Shabbos. Does that mean we throw out Rashi's definition and we throw out our observations from the Gemara that a woman did not seem perturbed to take out some, reveal a few strands of hair in the Rishus HaRabim? That remains an open question, and I leave it for the Gedolei Torah to decide. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topic from Daf Nun Ches.